वहतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्।
So in the fifth chapter, Arjuna asks one question to Bhagwan. Oh Bhagwan, karma sannyas and karma yoga, both we have praised in chapter 4. Please tell me, which one should I follow? Should I go for the karma sannyas? Karma sannyas means going for sravan manan nididhyasan, going for knowledge of atma vidya. And karma yoga is the performance of action. Karma sannyas, renunciation of action, and going for sravan manan nididhyasan. Out of these two, please tell me conclusively which one is good for me, which one is shreya for me. So Bhagwan says karma sannyas and karma yoga, both will give you the same result. Highest bliss you will get, both will give you the same result. But Arjun, for you, karma yoga is better than karma sannyas. For you, karma yoga is better than karma sannyas. Why? Because Arjun, your vairagya level is not up to mark. You have some vairagya, but it is not that much. You are not qualified for karma sannyas. You are not qualified for atma vidya. You are not qualified for sravan mana nididhyasan now. Therefore, you have to do karma yoga. Then he says, in karma yoga itself, the elements of sannyas are there. Elements of sannyas are there. Geyasa nitya sannyasi yorna dveshti na kanchati nirdvandohi mahabaho sukham bandhat pramuchyate. Geya, no, that person is to be nitya sannyasi, permanent sannyasi. Three qualifications. Who has got no likes and dislikes, and he is free of pair of opposites, nirdvanda, free of pair of opposites. Dveshti, dislike. Kanchati, whatever he likes, person desire that. Na kanchati, na dveshti. And such person, sukham, easily, bandhat pramuchyate, set free from the bondage. Set free from the bondage. Sankhya yoga prathak bala prabhadanti na pandita. Sankhya means karma sannyas. Karma sannyas and yoga means karma yoga. Karma sannyas and karma yoga, balaha, the children, the agyani, they say they are two different paths. Na pandita, the wise man says, no. Karma yoga and karma sannyas is one and same. Because the end result is one. Ekam asitya samyug ubhyo bindate phalam. If you get established in anyone, karma yoga or karma sannyas, depending on your qualification, what is the qualification required for karma yoga and karma sannyas, you have to check our vairagya level. If vairagya is less, we have to go for karma yoga. If vairagya is more, we can go for karma sannyas. Sravan mana nididhyasan, we can go for that. Ekam api astita samyak ubhayo bindate phalam. If you are established in anyone, you get the fruit of both. Fruit of both means what? You will get mukti by karma sannyas also, you are reaching mukti. By karma yoga also, you are reaching mukti. So you are getting mukti. You are getting mukti. So depending on my position of vairagya, dispassion, I should choose whether karma yoga should be good for me or karma sannyas is good for me. We have to understand It is not complete vairagya in both of them. In both of them is not complete vairagya. In karma yogi, vairagya is less. In karma sannyasi, in comparison to karma yoga, it is little bit more. But it is not absolute vairagya. It's not vairagya. So both are trying to improve themselves. Both have both of them have got purity of mind and impurity of mind. Both have got rag and dvish. Both are trying to remove this rag and dvish, likes and dislikes. How? But their means are different. Means to remove rag and dvish, likes and dislikes for karma yogi is different from karma sannyasi. How it is that karma yogi tackles his rag and dvish by Ishwar Arpan Buddhi and Prasad Buddhi? That means he is doing all his actions for the happiness of the Lord, and whatever fruit of action Bhagwan gives, he accepts it as a prasad. This way he tackles his rag and dvesh. And how karma sannyasi is tackling? He is tackling his rag and dvesh by an inquiry, discrimination. He knows sukh, dukh, etc. are BM at BMI level, and he considers himself different from the body, mind and intellect. Thus he handles his problem. So one is doing vichar. Karma sannyasi is doing vichar for rag and dvesh. He considers the body, mind, intellect, the world is unreal. And I am different from that, therefore the likes and dislikes are tackled by inquiry. Whereas the karma yogi, he is doing actions for the happiness of the Lord. In this way, he reduces his impurity of mind. So both are trying to become nirdvanda, going beyond the pair of opposite, but their means are different. Means are different. One is performing action, other is doing vichar. So after selecting karma yoga or karma sannyas, be firm, established in that path. Be established in that path. Karma yogi need feel for performance of action, whereas karma sannyasi don't need any field to perform action. He needs only vichar. It is an internal inquiry. He discriminates. But what is the fruit? Fruit of the both are one and same. Fruit of karma yoga and karma sannyas is one and same. Both are trying to remove their impurity of rag and dvesh. So by different means, they are reaching the same point, purification of mind. And after the purification of mind, when they get knowledge, they will be getting mukti. So tackling rag and dvesh, different means are being adopted by karma yogi and karma sannyasi. But the end result, both are trying to tackle their rag and dvesh, which is impurity of mind, and the ultimate goal of both of them is to get mukti. So karma sannyasi, totally dedicated to sravan manan nididhyasan. Earlier I told you, na, maximum time for sravan manan nididhyasana, if vairagya is high. If vairagya level is not high, then you are not fit for sravan manan nididhyasana. Otherwise, you will be sitting in the class and thinking about the world, because vairagya has not happened. So karma sannyasi is totally dedicated to sravan manan nididhyasana. He solves his problem by vichar. World is mithya, unreal for him. His mind is peaceful. His mind is peaceful because he knows the world is unreal. Whereas the jnani, he thinks the world is real. And karma yogi, he follows the instruction of Bhagwan, whatever instruction Bhagwan has given. In chapter 3, we find one instruction, how to tackle your rag and dvesh. Indriyasya indriyarthe rag dvesho vyavasthitau tayor na basamaga chetau asya paripantinau. Bhagwan said, these rag and dvesh, likes and dislikes, are your enemies. You don't come under the sway of your likes and dislikes. So this way he follows, karma yogi follows the instruction of Bhagwan. So he thinks the Bhagwan has given him field to perform his action. Suppose I'm an engineer, if I get a job of engineering, then Bhagwan has given me proper field to exhaust my likes and dislikes. He, this karma yogi, he interacts with the world. He has got a lower vairagya. He interacts with the world. But he reduces his likes and dislikes by performing actions for the happiness of the Lord. Thus he purifies his mind and his vasanas are slowly reduces. Now a question may come, does Karma Yogi require to do Karma Sannyas? Does a Karma Yogi require to do Karma Sannyas? Whenever I say Karma Sannyas, think Sravan Manan Nididhyasan. Sravan Manan. Of course, Karma Yogi also have to do Karma Sannyas, Sravan Manan Nididhyasan. Karma Yoga is only purifying mind. When the mind is purified, concentrated, becomes single-pointed, which is prerequisite for Sravan Manan Nididhyasan. Unless the mind is peaceful, knowledge will not happen. Therefore, peaceful mind is prerequisite for knowledge. But knowledge for such karma yogi will not take much time. Knowledge only this much. Jiva Brahma Ekya is the knowledge. Only one sentence. Tat Tamasi. One sentence. This is knowledge. That's all. It will take only 1 second. But karma yoga will take long time. So normal route, what is the normal? We have to do karma yoga. After karma yoga, come to karma sanya, mukti. That's all. 1, 2, 3. Karma yoga, karma sanyas, and mukti. So which path should we take? Since you are all listening Gita, your mind is definitely purified. Definitely purified. But that doesn't mean that you have to leave Karma Yoga. We have to do Karma Yoga also, Karma Sannyas also. At the same time, Sravan Mananidhyasana continue. So that we can quickly cross this Sansar Sagar. So time varies according to the quantities of Vasana. You know, we don't know how much capital of this Vasana is there with us. If the vasana's quantity is less, it will take less time. If the vasana's quantity of our likes and dislikes are more, it will take more time. So can anybody give us how much time it will take? Yes. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord will say in the next chapter, in the 6th chapter, Anek janma sansiddhi tato yati param gatim, purified from the sins through many births. Anyway, this should not dishearten us, you know. We should not get disheartened. Why? Because we are in the half karma yoga, half karma sannyas. We are doing Sravan Manan Nididhyasana also. At the same time, we are doing karma yoga also. So this should not dishearten. Rather, it should inspire us. We are able to sit and listen to Bhagavad Gita. That means our mind is definitely purified. In our previous birth, we must have done some good meritorious work so that we became fit for this knowledge. In another place, in Panchadasi, Bhagavan says, Anek Janma Bhajnat Swavicharam Chikirsati. Anek Janma Bhajnat, due to the practice of bhakti for long, long time, many births, then there comes a desire to know Swavicharam for the self-inquiry. This also proves, since we are listening to the self-inquiry, we are trying to know about the Atman, it means we are on the path of devotion, path of purification for long time. After anek jan bhajanat swavicharam chikirsati, it vichar will come only after a long time. Vicharena vinashtayam mayam, and by vichar, I will destroy this maya. I will cross over this maya. Because maya vichare na sahiyate. Maya never stands inquiry. The moment you try to inquire, it will run away. It is not there. Anek janma vichare na vinashtayam mayayam visishyate swayam. When you do the vichar, maya gone. What remains? Swayam visishyate, self remain. Remember the story of Mani Mama? You remember the story of Mani Mama? One mama, both bride side and bridegroom side are staying in the same hotel, and one mama has come in. So when he goes to the bridegroom side, they think that this is mama of the bride side. So he gives some instruction there. And these people are very angry. Let the marriage be solemnized. After that, I will see you, mama. And then this mama, when come to the bride side, they came, this mama is up from the bridegroom side. Bridegroom side. So after the marriage, they want try to find out where is mama. By that, mama has gone. This mama is nothing that Maya. The moment you inquire, try to find out, what is this Maya? Maya is not there. Next.
Yat sankhet prapyate sthanam. Yat sankhet prapyate sthanam. Tad yogairapi gamyate. Tad yogairapi gamyate. Ekam sankhyam cha yogam cha. Ekam sankhyam cha yogam cha. Yap pashyati sa pashyati. Yap pashyati sa pashyati. Yat sankhyai prapyate sthanam. Tad yogairapi gamyate. Ekam sankhyam cha yogam cha. Yap pashyati sa pashyati.
Yat sankhyai by sankhya prapyate. Prapyate means reach, sthanam, place. The place which you reach by sankhya. Sankhya means karma sannyas. Karma sannyas means sravan manan nididhyasan. The place which you reach by karma sannyas or sravan manan nididhyasan. Tata yogai means same you reach by karma yoga also. Gamyate. So what is prapyate by karma sannyas? The same by karma yoga gamyate. You attain the same thing. Ekam sankham cha yogam cha. This sankhya and yoga, karma yoga and the karma sannyas, ekam, they are one only. Ya pasyati sa pasyati. Who sees this way, he is really seeing that. So what is their sthanam? Sthanam is the mukti. So by karma yoga also we'll get the mukti and karma sannyas also we'll get the mukti. Both of them will get the same fruit. Aparokshanubhuti. Both of them will get. So after purification of mind by karma yoga, knowledge does not take much time. Earlier also I told you, only one sentence, tattamasi. That's all. Ji brahma hai ke, this is gyan, that's all. Sar of all Veda is only one sentence, tattamasi. So both karma yogi and karma sannyasi are active. Karma yogi purifies mind by external activities. He purifies by external activities, whereas the karma sannyasi purifies his mind by internal vichar. He does not need a field for action. He is sitting at one place, sravan mana nididhyasan. Earlier also I mentioned you, karma yogi, who is giving maximum time for performance of action is a karma yogi. Karma sannyasi, who is giving maximum time for sravan mana nididhyasan, is a karma sannyasi. So the activity of karma sannyasi is sattvic. He is doing the vichar of atman. It's a sattvic activity. But the time of purification will differ according to our quantity of vasanas. And how the knowledge will happen? There are two ways. One is the Lord will arrange for a guru in your life. He will come and he will teach you. Or from inside, Lord can give you because Lord is sitting in all of us as a antaryami. In the case of Raman Maharshi, no guru was there. In childhood only he got the experience. See, from inside he can give. Or from the outside also he can arrange that for you, this teacher will come. And you learn from him and he will go away. So method of purification of mind, karma yogi, Ishwar Arpan Buddhi, Prasad Buddhi and karma sannyasi, by vichar. Ekam sankhyam cha yogam cha ya pasyati sa pasyati. So both karma yoga and karma sannyas will purify our mind. Both will get the same jeev brahma ekya gyan or tattvamasi gyan. Those who understand that the both gives purification of mind and they have understood rightly. The jnana is also the same. And prerequisite for karma sannyas is karma yoga. Now Lord is going to say this thing. Prerequisite of karma sannyas. Karma sannyas? Sravan manan nididhyasan. What is prerequisite? Karma yoga. Next verse.
Sannyasastu mahabaho.
Sannyasastu mahabaho.
Dukkham aptum ayogatah.
Dukkham aptum ayogatah.
Yoga yukto munir brahma.
Yoga yukto munir brahma.
Nachirenadhigacchati.
Nachirenadhigacchati.
Sannyasastu mahabaho. Dukkham aptum ayogatah. Yoga yukto munir brahma na chirena adhigacchati.
Sannyasaha. Sannyasa means renunciation of action, karma sannyasa. Tu mahabaho, O Arjun, dukkham aptum is hard to attain. Karma sannyas, sravan manan nididhyasan is hard to attain for whom? Ayogatah. Ayogatah, who has not done karma yoga. Very clearly Bhagavan is saying, ayogatah, one who has not done the karma yoga, for him karma sannyas, dukkham aptumuti. Aptum, dukkham aptum is hard to attain. So without doing karma yoga, if we go for karma sannyas, without purification of mind, if we go to karma sannyas for sravan manan nididhyasan, it is difficult, impossible. Some purification of mind is needed for sravan manan nididhyasan. Otherwise, what will happen? If the mind is agitated, his mind is not pure, sitting in the class also, should I say? When you are present in here, na, in front of me, then by seeing I can tell you whether you are present in class or not. That is why from the day one I don't sit there in the back, because from there I can't see. I want to be in the range of 5 to 10 feet to see whether you are here or not. But now in the screen, some of you are vyakta and most of our abhyakta. So it is difficult for me to So whether you are understanding, not understanding, whether you are present in class or not present in class, is very difficult for me. So it is said, some purification, just coming to karma sannyas, ravan manan nididhyasana, doesn't mean that you will get the knowledge. Just by wearing a white cloak, I don't become a doctor. Just by wearing an orange cloth, I don't become sannyasi. All these things are inside, not outside. Everything is related to the mind. Purification of mind needed. Sravan manan nididhyasan will happen only inside. So if somebody takes karma sannyas without purification of mind, it is very difficult for him to get knowledge. Very, very difficult. He will not progress. He will not abide in knowledge. Very difficult for him. Not abide. He will not abide. How is that? Bhagavan is saying, Arjun, don't jump to karma sannyas. Do karma yoga. Very clearly Bhagavan is saying, Arjun, you are not fit for karma sannyas. Purification of mind has not happened. How Bhagavan knows? Because knowledge was already given in chapter 2, from 11 to 30, slok number 11 to 30, whole Atma Gyan was given. Nothing happened. Same thing is with us. We also studied chapter 2. Therefore, Bhagavan said, karma yoga is necessary for you. Maturity can't be forced. We cannot force vairagya. I want to increase my vairagya level from 40% to 60%. I can't do it. Can we force physical maturity? Suppose you are 20 year, 25 year, 30 year, 40 year, can you become 70 year, 80 year? Can you forcibly force it? If we can't forcibly maturity, forcibly force maturity on the physical side, then what to talk about the mental? Impossible to forcibly mature from the physical side. Mental is more subtle, more difficult. Yoga yukta muni brahma nachirena digacchati. Yoga yukta muni. Yoga yukta, one who has done karma yoga. Bhagwan is very clearly saying, yoga yukta, one who has done the karma yoga. Muni, Bhagwan is saying, he is a muni contemplator. He is calling him muni. Brahman achirena adigacchati. Adigacchati, he goes, he attains. What? Brahman. How long it will take? Nachirena. Chiren means long time. Nachirena, soon. Soon he will get. Why he will get soon? Mind is purified. And you get the knowledge, you are Brahman. That's okay. Kato. 1 second. And there is an instance for such. In our Pavai ashram, near to that Pavai area, there used to be one person. He used to roll bidi, you know, bidi. One person, his friend came, okay, aaj udhar satsang hai, are you coming with? He said, yes, I will also come with you. And in satsang, he got this knowledge, you are Brahman, ho gaya uska kaam. And our Gurudev used to take the brahmachari to show him that this is a realized person. Sravan matrena jnanam bhavati. Ek baar bolne se hoga. One time is sufficient. But we are repeating tattvamasi paras in every class. Or maybe more than one time in each class. Not happening. Brahman achirena gacchati. He gets Brahman with ease and soon. So if the vairagya level is high, he can go to karma sannyas directly, no need of doing karma yoga. So law's advice is karma yoga, starting point. No choice. Karma yoga, chitta suddhi, karma sannyas. Karma sannyas, sravan manan nidhi dhyasan. And after that, mukti. After that, mukti. But if you think na karmana anarambat naiskarma purusa asnute, but if you don't do your performance of duty, then you will never reach naiskarma. Actionlessness, you will never reach. We have to do karma, karma yoga. So how from karma yoga one goes to liberation? Next sloka gives you step by step development.
Yoga yukto vishuddhatma.
Yoga yukto vishuddhatma.
Vijitatma jitendriyah.
Vijitatma jitendriyah.
Sarva bhutatma bhutatma.
Sarva bhutatma bhutatma.
Kurvannapi na lipyate.
Kurvannapi na lipyate.
Yoga yukto vishuddhatma, vijitatma jitendriyah, sarva bhutatma bhutatma, kurvannapi na lipyate.
Yoga yukta, yoga yukta, one who is devoted to karma yoga, what will happen to him? Visuddhatma, he will become purified. Atma means mind here. Visuddhatma, it will purify his mind. And after that, what will happen? Vijitatma, he will conquer his body also. Here, atma means body. Vijitatma. Jitendriya, who has subdued his senses. So, yoga yukta. How I become yoga yukta? Devoted to karma yoga. What is karma yoga? Niskam karma. Niskam karma. What is niskam karma? Doing karma for the happiness of the Lord. What is sakam karma? Doing action for my own happiness. That's all. So what I have to do? I have to do the same karma what I am doing. We have to just change attitude in our mind. Now this karma is for the happiness of the Lord. It's not for my happiness. So Ishwar Arpan Buddhi and Prasad Buddhi. Prasad Buddhi, whatever fruit of action Bhagwan gives, I accept it. And such person has no rag dvesh toward the action, nor he has got a rag dvesh toward the karma phal, fruit of action. For the fruit of action, it is prasad buddhi. Whatever Bhagwan has given, it's okay. And as for the action, it is for his happiness. It's very simple. We don't have likes and dislikes when we are serving in the company. Company, when you are employee, whatever employer says, you do it for his happiness, for his pleasure or happiness. We follow the instructions. No likes and dislikes there. If your employer tells you, rings you up now, leave satsang and go to New York, you will leave satsang. You will go to New York. Although you don't want to leave satsang, or in the evening you have got a party to attend, but still you go. Your likes, dislikes don't matter there. Same way, without considering our likes and dislikes, for the happiness of the Lord I am doing, that's all. Then everything will be taken care of. Thus he becomes free of dvanda, pair of opposites. Pair of opposites. Visuddha atma, nirmal antakaran, after performing karma yoga, one attains the purification of mind. Mind becomes pure. Visuddhatma, and the next evolution of the Visuddhatma is Vijitatma, Vijit Deha. Shankaracharya says Vijitatma means Vijit Deha. He conquers his body also. Then Jitendriya, he is master of senses also. Such person is not affected by Tadasya Harati Pragyam Vayur Nava Iva Ambasi. Tadasya Pragya. Pragya means his understanding never wavers. Like a boat is there. On the sea, boat is there and there is a sail, and according to the wind, the boat moves this side, that side. No, he will not go this way or that way. His senses will not go to object, emotions and thought again. Or kaam esa krodh esa rajogun samudbhava. Kaam esa krodh. Because mind has purified. Purification of mind means impurities are gone. What are the impurities of the mind? Satvikar, kam, krodha, moha, mada, matsarya. These are all impurities of mind. By karma yoga, they all come down. And such a mind, such a pure mind, will absorb the knowledge like a sponge absorbs water. Like a sponge absorbs water, such a pure mind will absorb the knowledge. Sometimes our mind is pure. On that day you will say, Uncle Ji, your lecture was today very good, you know. It was very inspiring. Your mind on that day was very good. It was pure. It was not agitated at that day, on that day. Some other day, pata nahi kya Uncle Ji bole, it's all above the head gone. But some other person, he said, no, today was very good. It is the state of mind of each person. Some will say it is good, some will say, no, kuch samajh mein nahi aaya what you said. Sarva bhutatma bhutatma, he realizes his self is the self of all being. He realizes that myself is the self in all being. So, steps, karma yoga, purification of mind, then no Brahman and become Brahman. Kurman api nalipyate, acting even not tainted. Even after that knowledge, if he is acting in the world, kurman api lipyate. Lipyate means tainted. He does not form any vasanas. Why he does not form any vasanas? Because he has got the knowledge. What is the knowledge? That I am not doer. Where did he get it? Chapter 4, Slok number 18. He also knows the essence of karma, karma and vikarma. What is the essence of karma, karma and vikarma? 100 times I said when I was discussing chapter 4, akarta atma. He comes to know that I am akarta, I am not doer. Therefore, he is not tainted. Such a person has got two choices now. Such a person, jivan mukta, has got two choices. Sariram kevalam karma kurvan. He can be a nibritti margi, can be sitting in a cave, or may act for the lok sangraha pravritti margi. He will come out and spread the knowledge. Show the path, show the right path to the people that you should walk this way. Na lipyate. Since it is not a selfish action, it is not sakam karma. Earlier we have seen sakam karma leaves impression. Niskam karma will not leave any impression. So no impressions are left on his mind. Therefore, his actions are not tainted in the form of vasanas. And how are his all actions? Brahma arpanam brahma mi brahma agno brahma nautam brahma ivatena gantabhyam brahma karma samadhina. This is the way he is doing action. He sees everywhere brahma, 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 brahma and brahman only. So how can we remove our doership? There are two steps there. From kartitva you become karan. Karan means I become instrument in the hand of Lord. From kartitva I become karan. Karan means the instrument in the hand of Lord. Then I come to akarta bhav. Straightway we can never become from akarta, from karta to akarta. Straightway we can't become. We have to become instrument in the hands of the Lord. Now, comparison between karma yoga and karma sannyasa. Now, homework for all of you is you will make a comparative statement for karma yoga and karma sannyasa. What is karma yoga? What is karma sannyasa? What is the common factor? What is the aim of both of two? This you will do. Try. I will summarize. I will tell you in our next class. Comparative statement. But study, huh?
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.